At the 2013 annual meat conference, I'm visiting with Michael Utes with Maiden Marketing. And Michael, you have just finished the second of two sessions, kind of a part one, part two here today at this conference on the topic being demystifying the meat case for today's confused consumer. And I'm assuming the consumer is confused because there is just so much information and so many places you can get it. What are just a couple of the takeaways you would like to think these retailers got when they attended your session?
Well, hopefully they heard that we still have a lot of work to do with the consumer. Our product has been out there for a long time, and I think we sometimes get a little comfortable thinking that we're front and center and completely clear with what we're trying to sell to them. However, we've not changed our nomenclature for 30 years. And as we went back to try to think about doing an update from an industry perspective on what we call our product in the meat case, we thought, you know what, maybe it's time to take another look at the consumer and see what the consumer has to say, if there's anything else we might want to do. We were shocked when we went in and talked to consumers one-on-one about what some of the challenges were. Bottom line, they're incredibly confused with our product. They don't understand the names. A lot of our nomenclature is unappealing to them. And as we followed them through a series of research studies and tried to better understand how we make a difference, we realized that for the few seconds we've got with them, when they come up to the meat case and are going to make a meat purchase, we're not cutting it. We're not giving them anything that's going to help them understand what it is we're trying to sell them, how they prepare it, and give them any new uses. So this new platform that we've developed based on our research is one of trying to get rid of this confusion by tightening up our names, getting rid of industry jargon, coming up with something that's more memorable, and giving them information on how to prepare and how to use.
And that, you said, comes from some research work done where you've actually, surveyed or had different ways that you've gotten direct feedback from the consumer.
Yes, absolutely. The Pork and Beef Checkoffs funded a series of six major research studies starting way back in September of 2011. And the process was one of going out and talking to consumers and trying to understand exactly what it is that they're challenged with and then coming up with solutions. And through the six series of research studies we did over 18 months, we built on what we learned, and both from what we learned that was positive as well as tried to get rid of some of the stuff that we figured just wasn't working. And it was a trial and error, but again, the solution we came up with is one of tightening up names and nomenclature, a better format for our labels, which is where they spend most of their time. The few seconds we have them at the case, they're going to look at that label. And how can we resonate with them, give them something familiar, and educate them a little bit?
Would some of this change need to have government approval?
Yes. The management of the IRMA system has always been something that we had to do in cooperation with USDA. We actually did our due diligence, and we met with both AMS and FSIS 3 to 4 times through this process, sharing with them along the way all the research we're doing, and that the fact that this was consumer driven, and now hopefully once we get approval on this from the industry that we just met with, industry driven, they are really ready to adopt it and make it part of their system.
So at this point, we might soon be looking for things to look a little different there in the meat case?
We sure hope so. We hope it makes a big difference.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I know we got a busy afternoon going on here at this American Meat Conference. Visiting here with Michael Utes with Maiden Marketing. Appreciate the time, Michael. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.